Hey everyone, this is Nard, and this is a Bear Podcast Flashback. We're just taking a few breaks and recording a podcast before the year ends. The next show will be a Thanksgiving special. So Ray and I were talking today about what to feature for a flashback. He said that since Texas Bear Roundup in Dallas is open for registration, we should just feature a TBRU episode. So we are featuring episode 411. This was the first time Dave joined us on an on-location podcast. So I hope you guys enjoy this flashback of episode 411.
Welcome to Bear Podcast 411.
I've got you multiplying, and I'm losing control, 'cause the power you're supplying, it's electrifying. You better shape up, 'cause I need a man, and my heart is set on you. Better shape up, and you better understand. And my heart, I must be true. Oh Lord, there's nothing more for me to do. You're the one that I want.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
And this is Dave.
And we're at TBR. Oh, hello.
We are TBRU 17 here in Dallas, Texas. And we're recording live here at the Residence Inn. And
because there's just Crown Plaza is just too damn packed. And
it's crazy.
And they took our room away from us.
There's a lot of bears.
Yeah.
And they're loud.
A couple years ago, we would do it in the new bear room. But it's now filled up with vendors.
Vendors, so, yes.
You know what we should do?
What?
We should get Mark and Jason to bring the Shaggin' Wagon up here and we can use it as a portable studio.
Oh, that's right.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. Portable studio. Bear Podcast.
Yeah, where are they? How come they're not here?
I don't know. They should be here.
I know.
Yeah, a couple of friends of ours in Houston, but we'll see.
And we're looking a little rough and drinking a lot of water today because, well,
it's the third day.
If you go out to a bear party with Maynard, he'll get you drunk and then desert you.
What?
Just throw you to the bears.
What?
We were at the pool party yesterday. He kept giving me bear canes, and then he just disappeared on me. And I was sitting there trying to fight the bears off.
And then we went to the bear dance last night, and we were all hanging out. And then Maynard's like, I'll be right back. And he left his friend Jeff. Never to be gone. Seen again. We saw him, what, 4 hours later?
Well, there's a little goofy Asian cub.
Oh, who's coming in?
I think he's from Houston. I'll have to check on that.
But anyway, so yeah, if you guys are listening to the end part of the show.
Oh my God, Tommy's here.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Tommy. Hey,
Tommy. Tommy's here.
Yeah.
Tommy, you can come nail right here. Oh, wait a minute. This ain't Louie. This is TBR.
This is not Louie Weekend. Yeah.
They have pins here, don't they? I saw some pins.
Oh, yeah, we can have some pins. Okay, so actually, if you guys listen to the end part of Bear Podcast, when you hear podcast your ass, that's Jeff. That's my friend Jeff. So you met Jeff last.
Yes, I met Jeff finally. He's very, very nice and cute.
And very woofy.
Yes.
Yeah, so let's start with Thursday. You arrived Thursday.
I did arrive Thursday. I got here pretty late, around 7, mm-hmm. and they had the Bearpalooza guys were giving a show in the what do we call that room?
The hospitality suite.
Hospitality suite, which is basically a giant conference room.
What a FYI.
It's just a little room here.
It's Dave's first TBRU ever.
It is. I'm a newbie.
He's a new, he's a virgin.
They call us virgins.
Dave ain't been a virgin a long time.
He's not a virgin.
Long time.
I'm a virgin. They said I'm a virgin. I'm
he
a
has
virgin.
Not been a virgin right long time.
Okay, so Thursday you got to see Bearpalooza for the first time.
I did. I did. And I met those guys last week at the last Bear podcast. So it was pretty cool to see them actually perform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was nice. It was good to see them perform live. And although and a
couple of them you got to see perform in different ways, I've heard.
That's not going to the show.
I don't want
to
help anyone.
Not
me personally. Others that happened to be nice enough to let me stay in their room might have maybe had some of that
and watched.
Uh-huh. I'm not going to say I didn't watch anything.
You didn't? I thought you were invited. You didn't watch.
I did not go anywhere. I didn't do anything.
He was laying in bed like this.
I had an iPhone.
Oh, you did take pictures?
Oh, we got pictures.
You got videos?
We got videos.
Oh my God,
I wish I did. I thought.
All right. So Thursday, we drove in. We drove in around midnight. So,
right.
Sorry, Ray, I slept on you.
Yeah, I drove all the way up here while he slept.
Well, not all the time. I did sleep. I only slept about five minutes.
He was up there, like, I was like, okay, you're the co-pilot. You got to keep up the music. So we started listening to Slice of Sci-Fi. I don't think 30 seconds into it, he was like.
Uh-huh.
What you guys missed driving up at night was all the beautiful blue bonnets everywhere. Texas State flower.
FYI.
FYI, don't pick them.
Don't pick them?
Why? What's wrong with them?
That's against the state law. It's against state law.
Is it really?
Yes. Really?
I just take pictures.
Picking blue bonnets, they will find you.
They do?
Shit, God, I'm going to take some up and put them in my backyard.
Go buy the seeds and plant them.
Can you grow them? Okay.
So. Yeah, so we arrived. But then when we arrived Thursday, he crashed.
Yeah, I never saw Ray Thursday at all. Thursday night. Maynard came out and was partying it up. But
yeah.
Maynard's probably slept this
Ray's
week.
Like, I'm tired. I worked all day. I had to go get my beauty rest.
Well, Ray hadn't slept all week, so Ray didn't need to rest.
Oh, Ray had a busy week. He hadn't been sleeping.
Don't you have anyone lined up right now? Oh, I mean massages. Massages. No. No.
I
wait a second. You're supposed to have
a massage. I'm in a bear run. It does nothing for me.
Oh, really?
All the chasers here are here with their bear partners and all their flock of hookups, and I'm just not into that.
What is it again that we learned yesterday? A group of bears.
It's a sleuth.
A sleuth.
Thank you.
Right,
sleuth. Hey, maybe you should say.
Thanks, Tommy.
I'm
okay,
supposed to remember
a sleuth.
This stuff.
Gosh, yeah, we learned that yesterday. Yesterday we talked. Yeah. About, weren't you the
we're
one?
We're in the car,
it?
And I think Joseph or Josh.
Oh, Joseph or Josh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we.
Because I was saying it's bear pride, and like that's lions, not
yeah,
bears.
Lions. And wolf pack, a pack of wolves.
Right.
Pride of lions.
So the power of Google. Thank you. Are we allowed to say Google?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, yeah, they're kind of weird about their trademark.
Yeah, you know, it's okay. Google.
That's right.
Okay.
Google.
They're being investigated by the government anyhow.
Fuck you, Google. Say
okay.
It if I want.
So Friday. Oh, wait. Thursday night or Friday, we got hungry. We went to Buffalo.
Bears tend to get hungry.
Yes, that's yes. Right. How many were we? About 10 of us?
10. Yeah.
Well, no, 10. We ate at 9 o'clock that morning, and then we didn't eat again until 3 o'clock that afternoon.
True.
Oh, we did the social.
Because we did the social at the pool party where you got me drunk.
That's right.
Oh, we're skipping right over that social at the pool party.
Yeah, that's I forgot
right.
About the
probably
pool party.
Talk about that.
Yeah, the pool party. Okay.
Maynard
okay.
Got me drunk
we
on
went shopping.
But why were we having barricades, Ray?
Ray, why?
I'm throwing you the softball very slow.
So is that what it is? Well, we were pitching a tent for Bear Watch.
Bear Watch.
Oh,
what's Bear Watch, Ray?
Bear Watch. Tell me if you go to Bear Watch.
It's this little bear event that we have in Galveston every year. It's a lot like TBRU, except less clothing.
Like 10%.
A lot less clothing.
10%.
A lot less bears, but still
all
very,
the really
very
cool
hot
bears
ones.
Come now.
Yeah, that's right. It's yeah. More intimate, I guess. It's really big, about 1,700 this year. This TBR.
Yeah, it's really crazy. Bad. I've never
There's
seen.
There's, what, five hotels around here holding people? We're in the Residence Inn across the street. There's the Comfort Inn. There's the Hawthorne. And then there's another one somewhere.
Park Inn.
The Park Inn. So Park, it's like, it's packed.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're all full.
Yeah, crazy. It's. I've never seen this many gay people even at all in one spot.
What do you call
it? So it's just bears.
Yeah, what do you call the people that hang out in the lobby that aren't registered? What was the name they call them?
They're called lobby whores.
Lobby whores. There you go. There's probably a couple hundred lobby whores running around.
That's right.
Can we start talking about Growler now?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
The Growler's been awesome.
We must split it up.
First of all, Coley, glad to see you. Finally meet you in person. It's good to see you and hang out
with
you.
Thank you for bringing Growler to our lives.
Nice to meet you and your partner.
Growler's the best app, and it was really nice to meet
you. Very good app. I'm glad you're getting rich this weekend off shouts. Now that we bring that up, let's talk about some of the shouts that have gone out this weekend.
Oh my God, the shouts! Okay,
all right. I'll start it off. Let me get my.
I think this is my favorite one ever.
Okay.
As you can see, when we were receiving all these messages, you know, everything's a PSA, you know.
There's a lot of bear
10% discount here. That's great. For the vendors and everything.
Yeah.
And then night progressed.
After midnight, it went down here real quick.
I actually put out a shout for Bear Watch, and after I did that, I logged on later. I had 24 people messaging me.
Oh, really?
They saw our shout about Bear Watch. So that shout works, Coley.
It really works.
It works. Yeah.
Now, I don't know if this one worked, but let's see. Here's my favorite one from last night. This one went out at 12:10 a.m. last night. My hot friends and I are drunk in the neighborhood. Who can make sure we get back home and fed? Oh, and here's the bear dance.
How's the bear dance?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
As you can see, as the night progresses, people would spend that $5 just to get those PSAs. Well, that's not a PSA anymore. It's more like really getting people to hook up, I guess.
Yeah, and it could be as raunchy as pitchers needed for catcher. Pump your seed in me. See profile for more info.
But here's the best one while we were out last night. This is one actually I got started off at 11:43. First person to bring chicken nachos to the patio table at S4 gets a beer on me. This is not a joke. And what was the reply?
and then this guy replied, ignore Matt's request for nachos. He'll be eating at the Roach Coach when he gets back at the Crown. Greedy bitch. Love you, SBPF.
Okay, here's one Tommy gave this to me. So does anyone want to grab early dinner and beer? Just got out working tonight. Wow.
And one guy...
Thank you.
One guy is really going with the shouts. He's first writes, what's TBRU like? I am new here. People are just going to respond. And then he's like, oh, I think I figured it out. Because then he writes, anyone want to fuck me ass? That's how he writes. So he's not real good at spelling, but he's...
But I'm sure he got a lot of messages.
But he figured out what TBR mostly went on at TBRU.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
So
it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's the best feature that they
yeah.
Yes.
Been awesome. And if y'all are within a 500 miles radius of Galveston, check Growler if you ain't logged in this week. Keep checking. There is a discount that went out for Bear Watch. There's a code on Growler that you can use. Actually, it's Growler. It's the code for Bear Growler. Watch. They give you a 10% discount.
No E.
No E.
Okay.
It's Growler.
Growler.
So you can put that in when you're registered for Bear Watch and give you a 10% discount. So
we should have broadcasted something about the show when we're recording. Maybe we can do it now. Well, we should get
Coley to come on.
I know. Oh, you know what we can do? We can just walk around there and go to the vendor mall.
That's true.
It's a lot easier to do the portable stuff.
We tried. We really tried to get on, the second floor, but there's no space. There's
no room at the end.
And there's none. We tried the bingo area, but by the time we got in there, they were about to start the bingo. So
you need to, for the people who aren't here, you need to take some video of how many bears are actually here and how crazy it is.
When we get down here, the pool party should be in full swing. So.
Yeah.
But you got a bunch of pictures of that the other day, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah. Some pictures.
We're going to do some video.
Yeah, we're going to do some walking around and checking out the guys. Like Gerwear. The ones... Yeah. Who did the Bears Against Bullies shirt? Yeah, they're in town. They're
Gerwear. I just bought a new jock from them, a camo one with the bear.
You bought one
on the front. Yeah,
okay. You know what camo? Well,
are you wearing it now?
Oh no! What did I do this time? Every time I buy a jock, I'm told I'm giving people the impression that I'm into some kind of crazy sexual
because you,
thing.
You pick the right colors. Like you get red, you get yellow.
We just keep waiting for him to get the pink with the lace on.
I'm such a newbie and not. I don't know these things until Ray fills me in because he knows all about this stuff.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. So okay. Okay, one thing that we did yesterday, by the way, I forgot, is the buffalo wings we did.
Yeah.
There's a big difference between breaded and boneless
and regular wings, yeah.
They're pretty much twice the size of meat, right?
I think it's probably a little bit bigger in the meat department. But,
we ordered too much.
But they also have breading, you know? It's also a lot of breading.
Yeah,
and they fill you up more.
We had, what is it? We had mild buffalo style. We had spicy,
medium,
medium. We had the barbecue,
yeah, garlic, honey barbecue,
garlic
spice, whatever,
and
it is.
Asian buffalo wings.
Well, I learned something yesterday about buffalo wings, wild wings. Everyone knows them as BW3, and I was like, it should be BW2. There's only Buffalo Wild Wings. That's two W's. So someone looked it up online why they're called BW3, and the other W stands for Weck. Do you guys know what a Weck sandwich is? Beef on Weck?
Oh, supposed to be a sandwich.
Oh, this is a buffalo. Oh, I'm a food guy, so this is important,
okay,
everyone. A beef on Weck sandwich is basically like hot roast beef shaved on a bun that's called a Kimmel Weck, and it's got caraway seeds and salt. Salt crusted on the top.
Can't have it.
And you can dip it in like an au jus, and it's fantastic.
Oh.
It's a buffalo tradition. So I didn't know why it was BW3 until yesterday. And they don't have beef on Weck sandwiches on the menu, at least not the one here in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
So I said that's kind of BS.
Well, that's what calls this
BSS.
It's BSSS. BS3.
That's Dave's food for thought for the.
Yes.
I guess.
Yes, that was good.
There you go.
Look at you with the puns.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about Bear Watch. It's coming up. So, we did a cocktail. Yeah, ooh.
Not your type of bear, but
we're don't worry,
pool,
folks.
Pool here.
Oh,
so
wait a minute.
We were at pool party yesterday to do a cocktail. We took care of it 2 hours.
He's getting excited.
Yeah.
Are you? We covered that up.
I'm still
in the blur raised pants for the podcast.
Somebody sent me a picture of their ass this morning and said, "Do you want to take care of this?" And I'm like, "I'll wash it for you." And I'm like, "No, that's okay."
Was it this morning?
Yes.
He texted you 9:00 in the morning.
Yeah, he was like 9:00 in the morning. Text me because he's here in the hotel somewhere.
All right, but anyway, so we were doing a promotion for Bear Watch yesterday because
poor Maynard got me drunk on Bear Arcades.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
We had to do some shopping.
He was like here. Here.
No, wasn't Young? Yes, Young was the one who was giving you a bear.
His little butt off yesterday. I will give him
Young did
for the
good job.
Yeah,
except he spilled I don't know how many things on me.
Yeah,
oh, you did. He just wanted to get your clothes off. That's why.
I was practically naked yesterday. I could not get much more clothes off.
Yeah,
and not get arrested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was a lot. There was a lot of people. How was the water? Was it hairy?
I jumped in for 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then he was mauled in the process.
And I didn't realize, because the pool on the side says 5 feet, but when all the bears get in it, it's more like 6.5 feet. So I jumped in with my hat on thinking I would just, because I'm a little taller than 5 feet, just a little. And I jumped in thinking I would hit the ground and I would just, I'd be up to here.
Uh-huh.
No, right to the bottom, hat floating somewhere along the way.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, God. And that's when you saved my hat. Thank you, man.
Oh, okay.
Because I forgot about it, actually, because I took it out and threw it at you.
Yeah.
And then
it was wet. I got wet a little bit.
Yeah, not this hat. I brought multiple hats.
Oh, that's an old
hat. Do you know what this hat is?
Yeah. Yeah, we had that. We were the ones who designed that, right?
Oh, is that right?
For,
it's a Bear Watch,
Bear
hat,
Watch many years
actually.
Ago.
Yeah, back in
it's
the day.
It's a classic Bear Watch.
It's a classic Bear Watch hat that I got from Mark.
Oh, from
that
Mark,
we spoke
okay.
of earlier.
I got rid of those 2 or 3 years ago because I got tired of them sitting around in storage.
Yeah. It might have even been in the Shaggin' Wagon when he retrieved it, but I'm not sure.
Better wash it first before you wear it. Keep it in the Shaggin' Wagon. Okay, cool. So last night was the Bearpalooza guys. We tried to watch them. It's just that they ran out of time.
Yeah, and they had some technical difficulties. We can relate to that.
We saw Kendall for a while and a little bit of Freddie Freeman playing. And today around 2 o'clock, 2:30, they're gonna start the show again for it's a Saturday right now, by the way. Bear Palooza are gonna continue with Sean Cagales. He's a very good artist. I love his work, so I'm gonna check him out.
Yeah,
after the show.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, it starts at what, 2:30?
Yeah.
What time is it? It's only
you come on through.
Sorry. You know who else I didn't know until this weekend? Jeff. He's excellent.
Oh yeah.
Very good.
He's a rock star.
Yeah.
Rock star. Superstar. He knows a rock star. Yeah. You know what I haven't had
a drench fur.
Oh, yeah, he's gonna be at Drenched Fur.
He said he was gonna be there.
He's gonna be at Drenched Fur.
He's from Cincinnati.
Yep.
So
Drenched Fur. Let's talk about Drenched Fur. We're gonna be there in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
So drenchfur.com. It's gonna be Drenched Fur 8. So we're gonna be there. We're excited because it's you know, Dave's gonna be with us and Ray's gonna be with us too.
I'll be there this time, yeah.
Yeah. I should be.
And I finally got to meet Ryan.
Oh, that's right.
Speaking, hopefully he'll be a drink.
Chaser Ryan. No, my partner Mike is so jealous now.
I know. I got pictures taken with Ryan with no shirts on, so I can really rub them in.
With the shirt off.
With rub it in Mike's face.
Go get his underwear and bring it home. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does he wear underwear?
Take it off, you know, Texas pinning style. Take it off with your teeth. That'd be great.
Yeah.
So anyway, so Drenched Fur in a couple of weeks. I'm looking forward to that. They have a tidal wave, a wave machine or something like
that. Yeah, it's an indoor wave pool now.
Indoor wave pool. Yeah. That'd be good. So,
should be fun.
So you can
I've never tried a wave pool before. So what can you do with a wave pool anyway?
It's just a machine that sends out waves. They start off a little small and then they get bigger.
Can you really, I don't know,
boogie board on it? A lot of times they have, the ones I've seen, they have the pool cut in half for the people that just want to kind of jump around the waves. And then they have a side with like boogie boarders and stuff.
Oh, you can boogie board. Okay. Yeah. I like boogie boarding.
Yeah.
So we get to try
booty boarding? What is that?
Booty boarding. I like booty boarding.
Booty boarding.
I like booty boarding.
Yeah, we never
heard about it.
Boogie boarding. Boogie. Booger boarding.
And I passed out Friday night when I got here. Yeah. But I swear when he came in, whatever time it was, he had somebody.
I did not have anyone in my room.
I might have been dreaming it and hallucinating it.
It's upstairs, okay? It's the one upstairs. There's the one. They're the ones who are having lots of fun.
We'll see.
Yeah, you know what's fun? The bus ride.
The bus ride last night was awesome.
The guys from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yes.
They were.
Yeah, my friend David. David Ment, his friends from Charlotte were funny.
They were doing SNL jokes and everything.
Yes.
And they had this drunk Canadian with them.
Oh, I know their Canadian names. Bear. I can even shout out
you
at them.
You see a Canadian bear, right?
Yeah. Let me find
what
it.
What was his name? Adam?
Oh, yeah, Adam. Yeah, Adam. Yeah. Right. No, he's from Charlotte. The Adam is the one from Charlotte, yeah.
The other guys were from Charlotte as well.
The big guy, he was from Canada, and his name was Adam.
Really?
The big heavy set guy that was sitting on the little chaser.
Yeah, he's Adam, yeah.
His name was Adam, but I thought he was from Charlotte also.
I don't think so.
So he was there eating hot dog and sauerkraut.
They were Brady and Judy. Braden and Judy were the funny ones.
Oh, right there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think it was Braden that was cracking jokes the whole way back, making me laugh. It was funny.
That was
Braden, you're funny, man. Funny little
guy. It's good to be at the
comedy, folks. There's nothing better than that.
It's good to be at the
and
back.
They were just making this poor drunk bear. So they're making a fool out of him.
Yeah, yeah. David.
He's loving it.
David at one point texted me. He's like, "Where are you? You're on the bus?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm in the back of the bus with all the cool kids."
This club's got everything.
That was so funny. Drunk bears. What else was it? Oh, I can't remember. Drunk bears.
Sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut and hot dogs.
So I wish we had recorded some of the jokes.
I should have recorded it.
A funny kid, man. Right, I was laughing. It was funny.
It was an SNL moment. Yeah. So tonight is going to be at Eddie Dean's, right? And
that's the ranch. What's that?
The ranch.
The ranch.
And we're going to have a
comedy show. Is this
Miss
Mona's ranch?
It's big. What?
Is this Miss Mona's ranch?
Miss Mona's ranch.
That's right. She's dead. No more Miss Mona's.
What is it tonight? It's a food.
It's a big. How do you describe it? It's a big warehouse type place.
Okay.
It's good acoustics. We got drinks all over, and then it'll probably be served, I don't know, salads and everything, and there's going to be a show.
Salad?
Well.
Are we in Texas?
Yes.
Where the hell are we?
Well, yeah, we have to have a salad with ranch dressing and everything. But that's turkey and gravy and everything. Mm. It's like, I think that's what we're going to serve. I may be wrong. So we'll find out later. Yeah. So, and there's going to be a show. I guess it's going to be a comedy show with William Brown, or somebody else. I'm not too sure. I think William, right? William's going to perform tonight. Yeah, that's right. You're a lobby whore. You're a lobby whore. You're a lobby whore. Yeah, looking forward to that. And then we get, you know what? We should try to go out to the Eagle this time.
You can do that.
You can do that after the show and everything.
Yeah, isn't that the after party for Mr. TBRU is at the Eagle tonight?
Yeah. You haven't been to the Eagle.
I haven't been to the Eagle in Dallas, no.
So what bars have you tried here in Dallas? Is your first time
Dallas?
In Dallas?
I went to the Roundup.
Okay.
I went to, what was it, S4 last night? For
which
the
is usually not a bear bar at all.
Where else did I go? I went, where they had the Woody's Bear Karaoke, Bear-yoke last, the first night. I stopped in there.
We ate in Hunky's.
Hunky's, yeah, good burgers.
Were you disappointed after that, the half hour late? Burger.
It did take a long time, but the burger. Time,
but you know, I think they make them fresh, so it's pretty good.
Make them fresh.
They are killing cows in the back.
Yeah,
that's right. Texas.
I think it was the bacon. They had to kill the pig and cure the bacon.
Oh,
all that stuff. That's what it
that
was.
Took time. What do you call this? At the drag bar part of S4 was Perez Hilton.
Was there really?
She was. You know, he was there.
He was there. And I didn't see him.
I don't know if this is true. This is the rumor. Okay, he was. He was there,
okay.
But then the rumor was they don't want him to go to the bear side because, you know, he might take pictures and post them and saying, oh, this is fat bear. You know, he say something bad about
the
bears.
Well, he can't talk about too many people being fat.
I know, yeah. That's the rumor, so. Okay? That's the rumor.
Why would,
but it's just, but you know, he's a famous gay blogger, but,
of course.
You know.
I saw some other famous people here. They're famous in other ways, though.
Ooh, Venice Cub.
Venice
Cub. Ooh, Venice Cub.
Venice Cub, you're hot, I'd say.
Yeah. No, no.
So.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Venice Cub is was there at the pool party. Well, he swam. So
the Bear Films,
okay.
they had a nice little setup there in the vendor area, right?
Yeah. Oh, you got a calendar?
I did. I got a calendar.
Are you going to go get it signed, Ball?
I don't know where I'm going to put it up.
I know.
My house is in
the kids' bathroom.
My house has to be kid friendly. So
oh, that's right.
I'm hanging in your bedroom closet.
So yeah, well.
What is something you open like that? Then
I probably could do it there, maybe.
Or your office at work?
There you go.
My office at work is an airplane.
There you go.
There you go. You post it there on your window.
Okay.
Yeah, or in your closet. Yeah. You go in there, go back into your
closet just to see the bear films.
In your drag closet, drag, so.
Yeah, that's right.
My drag stuff.
You're in your moo.
There's three people sitting on this couch. Only one of us has never been in drag.
That can change next
Tommy?
Year.
Tommy?
Tommy? Oh, but you have.
Oh, wow.
So there.
Oh, okay.
I have the pictures to prove it.
Yeah, that's okay. Right. Wait, just wait till next year.
Next year we'll change that, Dave.
We'll see.
Do it for the children.
Oh God,
we're only doing it for the children.
That's right.
That's always good.
Very good.
Okay, so what's the plan for tonight? Just really eat and
relax.
Then tomorrow we have to. You have to go to the hidden door tomorrow before going home.
The hidden sore.
What's the hidden? Oh, is that
that's
a bar?
That's the culmination of everything. I guess that's where everybody's going after.
That's where you get your last hookup going on.
Yep. Last minute hookups. Last minute hookups at the hidden door. Yeah, that's where everybody goes and you'll see some
is
bears
that a
dancing.
Thing or cause...
Oh, at 4 o'clock around. Okay. 4 o'clock.
After... People were saying that you had to stay real late for something on Sunday. I was like, I got to work.
You know, yeah, we
a
do.
A lot of people go to the hidden sore and it stays going forever.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the later it gets,
Well, normally people do take Mondays off. I mean, they take the day after the last day of the bear runs because they want, you know, like less
recovery time.
Or
gotcha. Some of us don't have that vacation day luxury, though.
Yeah.
And, of course, we're going to do the barbecue, of course.
Yeah.
Barbecue at the Roundup.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. Right, yeah. So that's exciting. We're going to see some bears dancing. They're going to do, you know, two-step lessons. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you dance? You're going to try?
I did not bring my boots.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
I've seen guys who go
flip-flops.
You can do flip-flops.
I have shoes, but not boots this week.
Okay.
I left them home. It's just too much to pack.
Mm-hmm.
I packed light.
Okay.
I should have brought more shirts, but I bought some, so I guess I could wear them if I have to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. So, what else? Never mind. Any more shouts that came in while we're...
Oh,
well, we cut our phones off so they wouldn't mess up.
Oh, that's right.
We're Tommy, any new ones coming in?
Maynard's a phone Nazi for the podcast.
Okay, what else? What else do you have?
We can do our own shout-outs.
Oh, that's right. Okay, our own shout-outs. Our own audio shout-outs. Because right.
I don't want to spend 4 dollars.
Yeah, I don't want to spend 4 dollars. I just need to shout-out everyone. Imagine that. For $5, I could tell everyone to do me right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't leave your phone laying around.
Oh, yeah. Some people lost their phones.
Oh, yeah. My friend Nate, he can't find his phone. He thinks he lost it at the Bear Dance last night.
That would suck. And then people log in.
He had a few shots of tequila last night. And maybe maybe he lost track of it at some point because of that tequila. Makes your clothes fall off.
Well, but at bear events, if they have shout, you can really mess with your friends if they have their if you get a hold of their phone.
Oh yeah, I bet you could.
Right. Oh, I think you have to have the password because it's an in-app
idea
it's
for
an in-app purchase. Okay,
that's a good idea. Thank you, Ray.
But a lot of people, but a lot of us know our friends' passwords and stuff.
Oh, in-app purchase for the iPhone, but for Android phones, I think it just directly if you shout and then you just say yes. I think. You know, you can set it up. I don't know. I don't think it does. It just goes directly. Once you download in the Android market, if you download, I think you can just.
I don't think
install mine, and go.
I don't think mine requires a password. It'll pop. Does it?
Well, for the iPhone, you have to. You have a password, but with Android phones, I think you can just install like or run something.
Maybe I'll shout tonight. Yeah. All the chasers come to room.
That's right.
Now we'll be there.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Won't be up until after we're gone, right?
Yeah, we'll be.
Oh, that didn't work for you.
What?
If you shout out on the podcast.
Well, no, I'm talking about on Growler.
Oh, the Growler.
There are some things I just don't understand. There's beauty that you can hold in your heart. Is taken every day. The way I feel right now, I hope it never goes away. I'm so lucky, I'm so lucky to be alive. With all my friends around me, and we're going for a ride.
But anyway, let's do a shout out before we leave. Okay, some of our friends, Mark. And Mike.
Yes, yeah, Mark and Mike. Yeah, there. Good friends of mine.
Johnny, Rich, who else? And In Young. Yep. Hi, guys. Okay.
And Paul, because Paul came up too.
Oh, yeah, Paul's supposedly here. I didn't see him last night.
Oh, him and Young were over there.
I hardly saw Young yesterday after.
Well, Paul was here. That's
Paul
why.
Came?
Oh, that's why. Yeah,
I'm sure
sense.
Last night several times.
More than once, maybe.
I want to thank Joseph and Josh for hosting me in their room at the host hotel too. So
I thank Joseph and Josh for finding out all this interesting information I heard last night. And I was like,
what interesting information?
There are things that are happening in that room that
there are things that we cannot talk about on the podcast.
I see. Oh. Yeah. You didn't hear from me. That's all I'm saying.
They were really rocking out there, right?
I don't know.
Okay, we're not going to go further with that. Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, thanks. Yeah, Joe and Joseph. Who else do we have? Tommy here. Hi, Tommy.
There's Kevin and Norm from San Antonio.
Ryan from it's Toronto.
Good to see them.
Oh, Ryan.
They'll be at Bear Watch.
You have to have a picture with you and Ryan later, okay?
Yes, we do.
It's Ryan's, one of Ray's crushes
Fantasies from Toronto.
Yeah. Yeah. And then what else? Of course, the Bearpalooza guys, Freddie, Jay, Sean, Kendall, Roger. And Jeff, of course, Tommy Johns and Don Harvey. Yeah, they're and they're doing a great job. We're gonna watch them after this and do some vendor mall action.
Yes,
and walk around
and food.
And food. You're hungry, room. Oh, that's right. I have to get you a banana.
I'll get very cranky when I'm not.
Okay.
fed properly.
I don't think
clothes come off and you get angry, right?
Anything to do with that? But
okay,
clothes come off and you come and you get angry.
Yeah, and happy birthday to Jason, whose birthday, who's Jason from Dallas, whose birthday was yesterday. I talked to him.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday! All right. Okay, so let's wrap this up. Okay, thank you everyone for watching and listening. And if you have any comments, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or if you want to leave us a give us a call, leave us a message in the voicemail. It's 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Leave us a call and we'll leave us a voicemail and we'll play it on the show.
That was excellent.
Yeah, he didn't fuck it up this time. Okay. That's good. He's doing a good job now. Yes. Sure that. Okay. Subscribe via iTunes and follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
12 times.
Go to thebearpodcast.com, official website. Okay, so.
Thanks for having me again, guys.
All right, we'll do this again.
Always a fun time.
And, I'm sure a lot of people have had you.
In studio system. Guest. Hey, Tommy, thank you. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. We'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Here's all the lobby whores.
Wolf, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Wolf, what a bear.
All the lobby whores because you want them to come to your room.
No. It's room 612 at the Residence Inn. How about room 1717 at the hostel?
That's where the action is going. That was shouted several times.
Yeah, I'm actually scared to go back to that room sometimes.
What's it smell like in there now?
It's a mixture of like
Santorum.
Santorum?
Okay.
Bear cup.
Joke.
Wolf, what a bear.